D.
Good morning, Brother Chaplain.
Good morning, my brothers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Pray with me, my brothers, Men of Omega have assembled this fourth Thursday in November, O Lord, so that we can bring petitions and pleas before you, praying that you will lift high the windows of heaven and hear us as we call upon your name with gratitude in our hearts. As you lift the windows of heaven, please lift up those men whose spirits are low because of some emotional or physical or spiritual setback. Lord, see us as we lift our eyes unto the hills from whence comes our help, for we readily acknowledge that our help comes from you, who has made both heaven and earth. Lord, we are thankful that brothers Marcus Palmer and Jeff Andrews are kneeling with us today. We thank you for yet another trip around the sun for our beloved brother Frank Wilson in Albany, with Fort Valley in his heart. And we thank you for marking yet 42 years of marital togetherness for Bertha and Bobby Henry. Oh, give listening ear to us, Lord, we pray. Amen. Oh, blessed morning, men of Omega, as we gather together in friendship and in fellowship, one with the other, to study, to show ourselves approved as we are led into God's holy word. Our coming together is a daily reminder that not one of us walks alone, for we stand by and with each other, and we are never alone from our Lord. And on this day of thanksgiving, we express our gratitude to the divine. Oh, the best example of this expression is the daily presence of our grand officers, past and present, who stand with us to beseech God's guidance as we give God praise. Oh, lifting up praise to our God this morning is our first Vice Grand Bossless, Mark Jackson, our Grand Keeper of Finance, Lee Rideout, our Grand Keeper of Records and Seals, Sherman Charles, our Grand Counselor, Clement O'Shemetha. And isn't it our good fortune to have the daily presence of the highly esteemed Dorsey Miller GB35 and the greatly admired GB40? Antonio Knox, both of whom bow before the Lord with us daily. And aren't the fortunes of Omega infinitely better? That stalwart prayer warriors like Melvin Zeno and Staccato Powell, both former grand chaplains, who preceded Walter T. Richardson, our immediate past grand chaplain, as they lifted us up spiritually in days gone by and continue to lift the vision of Brother Ray Johnson, the originator, who sought to bring men of Omega together daily in concerted prayer. We are heartened by the daily presence of our immediate past Grand Keeper of Finance, Johnny Smith, who teaches us to count our every blessing. Now, Omega marches forward under the leadership of the one who holds high the banner of our brand, our 42nd Grand Bossless, Ricky Lawrence Lewis, whose vision takes us higher and higher. He is with us this morning, warm physically and spiritually, because he is at home in Los Angeles with his family. Brother Grand Lewis, come greet the brothers on this Thanksgiving morning. The line is
yours. Morning. Good morning, Brother Grand. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's good to be home in Los Angeles. It is warm, it is warm, it is warm. I was cold the last 4 days, but it's good to be back home. We are grateful, Brother Grant. None of us is in the hospital. None of us in the convalescent home. None of us is in the penitentiary, and certainly none of us in the cemetery. So we are grateful to the Lord. Brother Wilson, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brother Bobby Henry. Happy anniversary to you and your beautiful wife. Monday we had Brother Graham Walter T. Richardson, heavyweight. Tuesday we had Brother Graham Mel Zeno, heavyweight. Wednesday we had Brother Graham Chris Curry, heavyweight. And today we got another heavyweight, Brother Graham Staccato Powell. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to stay on, Brother Graham, to greet the brothers afterwards. I think we were on yesterday for 2.5 hours. I'm going to stay on and answer any questions brothers may have. But let me give you some dates. If you can prepare your pencils or your notes on your cell phone, just some dates for the brothers. We certainly encourage you to come to the Undergraduate Summit. January 29 to February 1. Just a reminder, we're going to have the MSP Zoom for the NEOs for the Fall 2024 Initiates on the 4th of December, next week. And then, of course, on the 6th of December, I'm going to be in Tallahassee celebrating with the Brothers of Chi Omega for their 100th anniversary. Going back home to Florida, looking forward to being there. Supreme Council meeting is at 7:30 Eastern on the 10th of December. We certainly hope you'll be able to join us and come in and listen in. That'll be great for brothers to do that. On the 13th of December, we'll be at IHQ for the annual Christmas party. Distinctive staff for their outstanding work, and give them some kudos. That'll be the 13th. On the 14th, we'll be at the Celebration Bowl. We know South Carolina State is going to be there, but we don't know if it's going to be Jackson State or Southern. So we'll be happy to see which one of those teams get in. That's on the 14th, and that night, we will celebrate the Lifetime Achievement Award for Brother George Clinton at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt on the 14th of December. So, brothers, if you're in Atlanta, come on by and celebrate with Brother George Clinton for his Lifetime Achievement Award. Just to thank that brother for the work he's doing. I'll be at the State of the Fraternity on March 1 in Detroit. We're looking forward to going back to Motown to see those brothers and talk about where the fraternity is and things that we're doing as well. And then on the 8th of March through the 10th, I'll be at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. And if you're in that neck of the woods, come on by as well. Brother Grant, thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks, Sister Carolyn, for allowing you to serve. We thank you for all you do. We thank you for praying for us. Many times we don't pray for ourselves. Brothers, thank you for serving the greatest fraternity on earth. But most importantly, thank your wives for allowing you to serve the greatest fraternity on earth. And Brother Grant, again, I'm looking forward to having some fellowship with the brothers afterwards. Brothers, enjoy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. Take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Self-care, self-care, self-care. Brother Grant, thank you. I yield back to you and looking forward to a good prayer call and listening to Brother Grant's Tagalog file. Thank you.
Brother Grant, thank you. But just tell us that your feet are finally warm.
Oh, they're very warm. Very warm, Brother Grant. Very warm.
All right. God bless you. And our best to your family today as you celebrate Thanksgiving. Brothers, we are in that season of reflection and thanksgiving for all that the Lord has done for us. And who better to lead us in that reflection than former Grand Chaplain Staccato Powell, whose gift is painting a panoramic view of all that the Lord has done for us. Come, Brother Powell, and help us to understand just how God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. The line is yours, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Grand Roy Johnson with an I, and to the Grand Basil I who on the phone led at the sitting at the head of the table, Brother Grand 42, Ricky Lewis, Brother Grand 40, Antonio Knox, and undergirding that triumphant is Brother Grand 35, Dorsey Miller, who leads the pack of Millers who are members of this great fraternity. It is my delight to greet all of you brothers on this intentional day of Thanksgiving. And as I listen to Brother Zeno and Brother Grand Walter T. Richardson and Brother Grand Curry, and then I got a message on yesterday reminding me that I was up this morning and how well each of them had done. And there was nothing less expected of me. I sent back to Brother Roy, thanking him for the privilege and the pressure. Brothers, as we gather this morning, four things contribute to what I want to share with you today. One was a message from Frankly Speaking earlier in the week, sharing with Brother Richardson and Brother Grand Roy, and with me, that he had decided after another discovery of carcinogenic issues in his body that he would not go the route of traditional treatment, but stand on the promises of God. Then I had an opportunity to have a conversation with Brother Curtis Houghton,
who a week or so ago got word that his 19-year-old son was no more, and his son's mother was no more, and that the son's girlfriend was no more. And I talked to Brother Holton, and he said to me that I am standing on the fact for 19 years I had a wonderful son. And then on yesterday, I heard from the wall walker, Brother Clark McGriff, who said to me, life is difficult. And those three instances reminded me of Paul's missive to the people of Thessalonica who were enduring persecution, reported to Paul by Timothy. He writes his first letter to them, and as he reaches his crescendo in the fifth chapter, he says to them, rejoice always. Don't stop praying, and in all things, everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. I want to leave you with these words. I told you about Franklin speaking in Holton and what McGriff shared with me. It is no secret over the last several years some of the things I've endured, but I don't even get into comparing, because my mother would say, Bobby, we all drinking from the bitterest cup. But I want to say a word about my tribute. And you've heard that from Andre Crouch. Brothers, it doesn't matter what's going on. Give thanks to God. Why should we give thanks in all things? Because it's God's way. It's God's way. I want you to hear me. It's God's way. God knows what's best for us. Knows the plans that he has. Those plans are to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us hope and a future. There's one thing to say, give thanks, but to give thanks in all things, children not doing what you would think they should or want them to do, and son dead at 19, his mother dead at 54 at his hands, but give thanks. Had a cancer diagnosis. Not my first, Frank would tell you, but I have cancer, but cancer does not have me. Under federal indictment, friends forsaken, family few, finances nil, house foreclosed on. But my mama would say, if you lose everything you got, keep loving the Lord. Give thanks. It's God's way. And Paul says to them, it's God's will. For you, it's God's will. It's what he wants for you. Because he knows the plans that he has for you. To prosper you, not to harm you. To give you hope and a future. And bring it to a desired end. It's his will. And it's the same God whose will for his son was that he might suffer. It's God's will. Because in our suffering, there's a salvific lining, and we can shout hallelujah, Walter T, because whatever God allows is for our good and his glory. Give thanks. And we give thanks because it's God's word. God said it. He means it. There's no room for negotiation. He knows the end before the beginning. So we need to thank God in advance. Okay to look back and see where he's brought you from and get happy. But when you can shout in the middle of the mess and thank God, that he counted you worthy and considered you to be able to do so. When adversarial forces show up, talking about they've been walking to and fro up and down in the earth, God said, have you considered my servant? Now, I thought about him, but you got to hear it. I said, no, go on. And God only allows him to touch you when he knows that he can count on you. And give thanks to God that he would consider you worthy.
Yes, sir.
Finally, brothers, give thanks. Not only God's way, his will, and his word is God's work. And he's working. He's working. He's working a good thing in you.
Yes, sir.
To perfect you until that day, Walter. So, brother, this is my truth. How can I say thanks? For all the things that he has done for me. I mean, from Hallsboro, can I say thanks? Watch my great nephew last night be the leading point producer for the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, whose great grandmother never graduated high school. Give thanks. How can I? Thanks undeserved. God did it to prove his love for us, for me. And the voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am, I ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Brother Grant, I yield back my time.
Oh, God bless you, my brother. And indeed, we wish you and those who love you a happy Thanksgiving. Certainly. Oh, brothers, this morning, nothing could be finer than to hear from Carolina, both North and South, states that comprise the 6th district of our fraternity. Oh, that's God's country there. And I'll stand on it. Especially since I have a Sand Hills, that's Cumberland County, Brother Scott. I have a Cumberland County birth certificate. But more than me, our chaplain from the 6th, Brother Melvin Williams, comes this morning to present the lesson and lead us to the Lord in prayer. Come now, Brother Williams, and open our minds to new levels of understanding as you open our hearts to new levels of love. The line is yours, my brother.
Great morning, men of Omega, and to my friend, my mentor, Brother Grant Powell. Just want to let you know that I love you, and I'm always praying and thinking about you. I bring greetings this morning from the mighty 6th District on behalf of our 44th DR, Brother Cedric Lucky, and all the brothers that serve North and South Carolina, and to all the sitting grand officers, former grand officers, and current and former district officers, and to all the brothers on this line, I greet you in the name that is above all names, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. Brothers, today we are in Walk 333. No particular verses or scripture today, but I want us to go back and look at Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, as I read. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the borders between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go, show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Verse 19, then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Brothers, just for a few minutes, we'd like to share with you from a topic, the thankfulness of faith. And if I was to put a subtopic to it, it would be express gratitude in all circumstances, with 4 points to follow. Be thankful even if you are in difficult circumstance. Be thankful in the work of God's greatness. Make sure your thankfulness leads to action. And then finally, a lifestyle of thankfulness is a lifestyle of wellness. Brother, as we read our Bibles and our devotion, sometimes we miss the point because we are reading too quickly, and sometimes we miss our points that are intended for us to digest and to apply in our daily life. When growing up, I was okay, decent football player, but one of the things that my coach used to tell me was, Melvin, I need for you to slow down and let the play digest in your eyesight and in your instinct. And with that, I was able to slow down and watch the game from a different set of lenses than the other players on the field. And that carried over to when I became a coach, that I was able to see things that most did not see on the field. In these verses that I just read, Luke started the story with 10 men who had the worst disease of their day. The physical ramifications were horrendous, life-threatening. Leprosy was would attack the body, leaving sores, even missing fingers, missing toes, and damaged limbs. Research tells me that this disease takes some 30 years to run its course, and in some that time span, entire limbs could fall off. I can't even fathom the medical society how it was 2,000 years ago, but today a person can have a total hip or knee replacement, live a normal life in a few months with rehab and careful attention of the attending doctors. Lepers attended to roam and live together, looking for food, begging for assistance from a great distance. Most learned to yell loud in their loud voices what their needs were. But in today's world, we see homeless population alive and up close begging for assistance. In this account, we find the 10 men encountered with Jesus was probably not what they expected. After screaming to Jesus that they wanted to be well, Jesus responded, go and show yourself to the priest. Here's where we must slow down and see the bigger picture in these verses. This is where we find that the local priest had duties other than leading worship on each Sabbath, but he was also the health official. Jesus was sending the men to the doctor so that they could get clarified to be that they are healed. Sometimes when our circumstances are all we can see, our problems become larger than what we can handle. If a person was miraculously healed of leprosy, it was up to the priest to inspect their body to test them for complete removal of disease and announce the person was healed. At that point, the person would have been cleansed and free to lead a normal life. even though the men were healed and free to live a normal life, though now Jesus said to the lepers again, go and show yourself to the priest. As I can picture that these men, that they looked down at their bodies and their hands, one man was still mangled. Another looked at his leg and saw that he had filthy clothes and rags down to his knees. And another looked at his skin and found that it was repulsively as it was before. Basically, all these men were no better off than they had been minutes earlier when they had met Jesus. Yet, they headed off to meet the priest. But on their way, they were healed. Hands reappeared. Filthy rags fell to the ground. Legs moving like back to normal. Skin cleared up. Even the tiny hairs on their arms looked normal. They looked at each other and touched one another and began to scream and give thanks for what had happened to them. Sometimes when our circumstances take our joy, we are in our valleys, and the Father always will find a way to save and deliver us through his mercy and his grace. Here it is, brother. In order for the miracle to happen, these men had to start walking in faith before their circumstances change. Brother, sometimes we must stand still, and there are times when we must move for our blessings to occur. On this Thanksgiving Day, we must start walking in faith for the prayers that you asked for on this, for this day and for yesterday and the ones that you will ask for on tomorrow, Christmas, and even next year. A few weeks ago, we were in an election that a lot of folks found themselves in a surprising circumstance. I don't know what it was for you, but I just know that the 10 men with leprosy had to go see the priest and walk on faith. All I'm saying to you is, don't wait until November 2028 to decide to move. Don't wait until the problems are over before you start walking in faith. We can't put condition on God. We can't say, Lord, as soon as there's enough money, I will follow your instructions. We can't pray to the Lord, if you solve this problem in my family, I will start going to church, or I will get on the Omega prayer call. Brother, here's what's happening. Instead of having a pity party and finger pointing, know that God places the demand for faith on us before anything changes in our lives. Here's what God tells us. Love me despite the disease. Obey me despite the lack of talent or lack of resources. Follow me despite the depression, despite of the financial problems, despite the marriage issues. Then he really tests us when he tells us to say no to temptations when those difficult things are facing us eye to eye. Praise him in the darkest of the night, and while you are going through the worst circumstances you will face, just keep him in the forefront of your life. Even though all that God will do is love us as much as he does, he gives us opportunities after opportunities to be thankful when nothing about our circumstances give us the motivations. Brothers, that is the true definition of faith. If you praise God only on the good days and only in the best of circumstances, it would not be faith at all. That would just be just like a business arrangement. And I'm here to tell you that that is not good business. Sometimes you will find on this, some of you on this call this morning are in a bad circumstance right now. What awaits you today, tomorrow, this week, or even the remainder of this year, we have the opportunity today, November 28th, 2024, to give thanks to our Lord and Savior on this Thanksgiving morning. And then we can be thankful in the works of God's greatness. In verse 15, we find that one of the men came back and threw himself at Jesus' feet, praising him in a loud voice. He was loud because of the leprosy. For years that he was loud because he was an outcast. And for so long, he didn't know how to come to Jesus quietly. For many years, he was not allowed to be up close and loved on by others. This morning, I'm here to tell you that regardless of your conditions or your circumstances, you can love on Jesus. And I promise you, he will love on you. Jesus wants us to praise him in a loud voice sometimes. Even love us when we're standing like Brother Grant Johnson or shouting, "I'm full," like Brother Putney. Either way, we must praise him for the going out and the coming in of all circumstances. On this Thanksgiving morning, take time to acknowledge God for his greatness. When you are sitting around with the dinner table today or in your favorite chair watching the game or talking to family members, just look around, give thanks, and be thankful for who is there, because next year there could be an empty seat at the table or in the family room. Don't miss the opportunity to give and to show how thankful you are this season. This week and weeks to come are going to be short and moving fast because of the holiday season. But don't let the commercial of the season overshadow what we should be thankful for and who we should give thanks to. And then we will be able to make sure that our thankfulness leads to action. Verse 17, we find Jesus asking the question, "Where are the other nine?" In my opening this morning, I stated that sometimes we needed to slow down and get the full picture when we are reading our Bibles and not missing the application or commands intended for us. In verse 14, Jesus gave the command to the 10 men to go and show yourself to the priest. Jesus never commanded that any of them express thankfulness to God or return to him, the healer. Nevertheless, that is what Jesus expects. He expects us to give thanks and be thankful. On this Thanksgiving morning, ask yourself these questions. What kind of action is Jesus looking for me to do? Is God's Holy Spirit been urging me towards some kind of action step? Has the Lord been tugging at me to step out on faith? Is there a family member, a friend, or even a stranger in need of my help this Thanksgiving season? My suggestions are based on, I believe that what Jesus was looking for 2,000 years ago is to step out on faith and let the faith lead us to action to uplift someone, something that this great organization has been doing for 113 years now. In a few hours, we will pray over our Thanksgiving meal, will last about as long as the sensation of fullness will last. I don't know about you, but no matter how full I get today, with the help of my Lord and Savior, I probably will manage to eat and have that same sensation tomorrow. Brothers, all I'm saying to you is the spirit of thankfulness should last longer than that. And lastly, brother, a lifestyle of thankfulness is a lifestyle of wellness. We go back and look at the scripture again. We find three different sayings that are basically saying the same thing. This leper used to be as well. We all are born into the sin, and by the confessing to our Lord and Savior, we all will be delivered and healed. In verse 15, one of them saw that he was healed externally. He was patched up and mended together. Verse 17, Jesus asked the question, "Were not there 10 of you cleansed?" Verse 18 and 19 is where we see the parallel. One returned to give thanks, and the other nine did as they were commanded to do. A sense of spiritual leprosy should make us very humble whenever we draw near to Christ. It is enough to refer ourselves to the compassion of Jesus the Christ. We may look for God to meet us with mercy when we find ourselves a way of obedience. Only one of those were healed and returned to give thanks. It becomes us like him to be humble in thanksgiving as well as in prayer. Christ noticed the one who does distinguish himself as a Samaritan, as we distinguish ourselves as godly men. The other nine only outward cured, and the one alone got the spiritual blessing. Romans 10:9-10 tells us, if you confess with your mouth Jesus Lord is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. Therefore, the one loudly confessed with his mouth and believed in his heart, Jesus would do what he asked him to do, which was heal him. In closing, the thankful man was willing to follow God before his circumstances changed and worship God before he returned home. And boy, Jesus pronounced his complete healing a wellness that passes all other wellness. So, brother, as we move through the rest of this day of Thanksgiving, let's slow down so that we can appreciate all the divine blessings the Lord has in store for us and for our families. Just remember, when we open up our arms and our hearts to Father, he will come in and bless us and allow us to be thankful even if you are in a difficult circumstances. He will also be thankful in the work of God's greatness. Make sure our thankfulness leads to action. A lifestyle of thankfulness is the lifestyle of wellness. Amen. This morning we have a few calls, emails that came in. Let me get to them. All right. This morning we have prayer requests from Michael Forte. He is asking for prayers for Brother Myers' mother, went from labor to reward. And then also we're praying for Brother Bosler's Walter McKee. He is experiencing health challenges, and prayer for complete healing is requested and needed. As we heard, we have a praise report. Brother Bobby Henry and his lovely wife, Bertha, celebrating 42 years of marriage, who is also recuperating from full knee replacement. Then we have Theron Hudson is asking for prayer for the wife and daughter of Brother McKenzie, who as he transitioned into Omega Chapter. And she is also, his wife is also dealing with health issues. Then also we have a request from Brother Morton is asking that Brother Doug from Phi Upsilon is asking that we please pray for his mother, heart disease and diabetes and some other health challenges. Brothers, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to say to you first, thank you. Lord, thank you for allowing us to see another day that we have never seen before. We want to thank you for your finger of love this morning, and without that touch, we wouldn't be here to enjoy the divine blessings that you have stored upon us for this day. Father, since we are in the presence of you at this moment, we ask that you strengthen us as you have made us strong during our difficult circumstances. We ask for the wisdom you have given us, problem-solving skills. We ask for prosperity. You have given us the purpose and the mind to understand and a voice to call on you like no one else, as you had healed the 10 from the dreaded disease, leprosy, some 2,000 years ago. But Father, as we listen to our prayer list this morning, we just ask that you lift up all of the families and all the names that were called, Father. And Father, we just don't turn these other names that are in the hearts of brothers that did not make the list, that you lift them up as well, Father. And Father, for all the brothers that are on this call and the families that are represented on this Thanksgiving Day, Father, we just ask that you take all of our circumstances and to turn them around to the good, and that we know that you would do what you said in your word, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father. And Father, we're going to hold you to that promise, and we trust that you will continue to do that, Father. And Father, on this Thanksgiving morning, we are on our bent knees, and we're asking for patience, Father. Father, we understand that sometimes we are put in situations and that we are forced to wait. But Father, we're just going to ask that you grant us that patience and that we be allowed to wait for you to do your will, Father. And Father, for that, we just want to say thank you. And Father, at this time, we want to just ask you to forgive us for any sins and all sins that we have, those that we have visually have shown through words or through our action, Father. Father, we just want to lift them up to you, that you take them away, Father, that you cleanse us from any sins, for we'll be able to walk and be able to say that, Lord, you are our Lord, and that we are saved, and that you will give us everything that we need to be successful, Father, today and to tomorrow, Father. And Father, on this day, we ask for love, and we ask that you give us the need to help people, Father. And Father, on this Thanksgiving, there are folks that are in need, and we just ask that you continue to give this organization the strength and the fortitude to lead. Some 113 years ago, Father, you called three students and one professor together to start and to lead by integrity, Father. And Father, we just ask that you continue to give this organization, the men of Omega, and to continue to be the leaders in this world, Father. And Lord, as we receive nothing that you have asked for and nothing that we want, we're going to give you all the praise today that you provide us with everything that we need, but not that what we ask for, Father. And Father, with that, we're just going to say thank you. And Lord, as we continue to move through this day, we're just going to continue to give you all the praise and all the love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.